The ultimate unit is the human being, the individual.
There's not a single person in the world who could make this pencil.
The people who go around talking about their soft heart, unfortunately, it very often extends to their head as well.
There's no way to appreciate fully the specific contributions of Milton Friedman to the growth of libertarian ideas and a free society. This is the man, after all, who introduced the concept of school vouchers.
What we need to do is to enable parents to have more say about the school which their child goes to.
Documented the role of government monopolies on money in creating inflation.
Inflation is just like alcoholism. The good effects come first.
Provided the intellectual arguments that ended the military draft in America.
It is long past time that we return to our basic heritage, got rid of the compulsion in our military service.
He masterfully drew a through line between economic freedom and political and cultural freedom.
Capitalism is a necessary condition for freedom, but not a sufficient condition.
Yet his ultimate contribution to freedom and liberty is found less in any of the specific arguments he made, and more in the ways he made them.
I've never yet known anybody who was trying to defend a government program who didn't say all its evils came from the fact that it wasn't big enough.
He provided an all too rare example of a public intellectual who was scrupulously honest, forthright, and fair in every debate he entered.
You've got to compare something with something. Will you tell me the alternative?
Whether he was duking it out with fellow Nobel Prize winners and other high-profile economists, or making the case for the morality of capitalism with TV host Phil Donahue.
Where in the world do you find these angels who are going to organize society for us? Well, I don't even trust you to do that.
He always argued in good faith, admitted when he was wrong, and enlarged the circle of debate. Long after some of Friedman's technical points and social insights have been superseded, that commitment to relentless inquiry and search for truth wherever it takes us will survive. Milton Friedman gave us something better than revealed truth. He showed us the process by which we might continue to indefinitely learn about our world and the human condition.
It will take an understanding of what freedom is to realize the full potential of a truly free society.
In this sense, the Friedman century is far from over. Indeed, it's just getting started.